From the state capitol, the Florida Public Radio Network brings you Capitol Report.
From the beginning, we had 20 songs there that were about the Everglades, and you can't sing a lie. You know, you have to sing the truth.
Singer-songwriter Dale Kreider. The state of Florida is taking a unique approach to educate people about the Everglades. The environmentally endangered River of Grass is the subject of an audio cassette that mixes music and information. The story tonight on Capitol Report. Good evening, I'm Ben Wilcox. With me are Susan Gage and Buzz Conover. Also on our program, a proposed landmark settlement in tobacco lawsuit negotiations and a sweepstakes to win a new car that may end up affecting your phone bill. Those stories and more tonight on Capitol Report. In the past few years, Everglades restoration issues have taken center stage. Key in the discussions has been how to involve the public with governmental agencies in the long-range task. Now, the state is taking a unique approach to get the message across to motorists crossing I-75 on Alligator Alley. Donna Green Townsend prepared this report.
You know, we don't often utilize the arts in teaching about the environment, and we probably need to do that more often.
The state of Florida is trying something new, an educational artistic endeavor to inform motorists traveling I-75 on Alligator Alley from Naples to Broward County by way of an Everglades Awareness audio cassette, which includes information mixed with original music. In a recent pilot test of the project, volunteers handed out the cassette to motorists at toll booths on either end of the 70-mile stretch of highway. The project is a dream come to fruition for retired wildlife biologist and so-called environmental troubadour, Dale Kreider from Windsor.
It really spanned the 32 years of my work with the Game and Fish Commission as a biologist and as someone who knew the ecology of the glades as it was evolving from a already damaged and an altered system when I arrived in the Everglades as a wildlife biologist.
When Kreider began accumulating scientific knowledge of Florida's River of Grass, he also stored away pages of material for song lyrics that he'd write over the next three decades.
The Kissimmee River was just starting to be channelized when I first saw it, and I watched it become a big channel, and I watched the marshes dry up and saw the ducks decline and all of the other wildlife associated. So when I started this motorist interpretation, it was easy to pull from 35 years of involvement with wetlands conservation.
She was ditched down the park, channelized the park, wasted a river and a dream. Pastures bone dry, bass fisheries die, wasted a pleasure for me. Reverse the engineers, let the dredges disappear, and let Uncle Simi wind.
The $10,000 pilot experiment of this Everglades awareness endeavor came from public outreach funds through the South Florida Water Management District, just one of the agencies charged with current restoration planning. Before trying out the tape on the public, it went through an extensive approval process by a number of federal and state agencies, including the Army Corps of Engineers, Florida Department of Transportation, Big Cypress National Preserve, and Everglades National Park, just to name a few. U.S. Senator Bob Graham has supported and pushed the concept of an Everglades awareness project like this one for years. Graham says it's that kind of multi-agency cooperation that's needed to actually accomplish restoration in the Everglades.
In a way, the cooperation that resulted in this wonderful audio tape and the quality of the tape, the information that's being provided, the introduction to some of the artistry of Florida is illustrative of the cooperation that will be necessary to accomplish the objective. Saving the Everglades is not going to be the singular responsibility of any individual, any government agency. It will require literally thousands of people, particularly individual citizens who feel a sense of personal commitment to the savings of the Everglades if this objective is to be accomplished. So the audio tape is in many ways the reflection of the cooperation that will be required to accomplish the very objective that the audio tape attempts to achieve.
Until they're about a year old, the baby alligators are eaten by fish, snakes, turtles, wading birds, and certain hawks and owls, some mammals, and the larger alligators.
Because of the extensive approval process, singer-songwriter Kreider had to keep his narration neutral on the issues. But he says his passion for the Everglades came out in his music.
Because from the beginning, we had 20 songs there that were about the Everglades, and you can't sing a lie. You know, you have to sing the truth. And when I recorded it, my feeling and attitude and the truth, at least that I accept for the ecology of the Everglades, came through.
And the snail kite in the sawgrass is desperate and spent. Neat the borders of the levees where the Everglades went. The apple snail no longer is abundantly found in the man-managed waters the big cities pump down. In the man-managed waters the big city pumps down.
Roy King is the Water Resources Education Program Director for the South Florida Water Management District, a key supporter of the project. King says with the recent announcement of additional federal funding for Everglades restoration and state planning kicking into higher gear, the timing for this motorist awareness information couldn't be better, and says he thinks this unique audio approach could work.
It's a restricted access highway, so it's a perfect place to try to do a project like this. And it's also quite a long drive with not a whole lot in between the toll booths on the highway itself. So we're dreamers, but we think it's a viable means of communicating with the public, because as they drive in their cars, they are truly captive audiences, and why not teach them about the environment that they see as they drive along?
King projects plans to expand the campaign after they conduct additional test pilots during the peak tourist season this coming winter. The original pilot demonstrated how many motorists have the latest technology in their cars and how compact discs may be the way to go. King wouldn't even be surprised to see vending machines dispensing the tapes in toll plazas in the near future. But whatever happens in the future with the music, Dale Kreider's just glad that he's had the chance to see the project come this far.
I went down to hand these cassette tapes out on Alligator Alley. And we do things for the experience of making memories. And so I liked that notion that someday I will be able to share this story, that I was singing to 18-wheelers driving 80 miles an hour, that the asphalt grime that was flying off of this steamy highway with 50,000 cars on it that very day, you know, passing and just completely oblivious to the Everglades. And here this long, tall guy with a guitar was singing on the side of the road, covered with deer flies and mosquitoes biting me, and grit and sun and water and everything mixing. And I turned around and I sang a song to the Everglades. And as far as I could look, I was seeing nothing but nature in its fullest and the beauty of that river of grass.
Under the floor, shallow and vast, moving so slow.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
Seeking the way, tomorrow forever plays, is here today. Wild and free. with you and me.